From Eddie Valchowski to Billy Voltaire, here's where we're going now. Actually, if you've noticed, there's a little bit of Cuban culture in Key West. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love it too. And that's when I first got here. It was like, because we had a good bit of Cuban culture in the Buffett family, because my grandfather was a sailing ship captain, and my father and my grandmother went on the boat many times back in the 1920s, and my father took his first steps on a sailing ship in Havana Harbor, and we heard all kinds of stories about that. And you know, it was like when I left New Orleans, went to Nashville, and got into Key West, I went, oh man, Havana's right over there, isn't it? I said, okay, one of these days we better work on that one again. So this is a little song that came to me because my old dear friend David Walkowski, who allowed me to play the Pier House and never kicked me out of the bar when Tom got me the job. Before I put the band together, and you know, the Coral Reefer Band was originally formed here, and we rehearsed in the first band in Tom Corcoran's leather shop garage, which was owned by Bernie Pappy at the time, and there was still, the garage was there, but that's where the Coral Reefer Band played. We rehearsed for the first time, and our first gig in Key West was at Logan's Lobster House, and it was $1 a ticket. So I can do that math on 1 from 99 equals 98, right? Yeah. And that's still a pretty good bargain, I'd say, yeah. So anyway, so, you know, I wasn't a barfly. I was working wherever I could here. But there was a guy playing that David had there, and his name was Billy Nine Fingers, because he was a piano player. And, you know, I seem to know piano players that lose appendages. And I don't know what that's about, but he was a really great cocktail piano player. And I'd go in there and hear him all the time. And then one day, of course, in the Herald, there was something down there, and it was some kind of crime happened. It said, another Cuban crime of passion. And I just put the two of those things immediately together, and they were just so compatible. This song came out of that, and it's called A Cuban Crime of Passion. So for all my amigos cubanos, a little passion here. Just a Cuban crime of passion. Place got jumping there for a minute, huh? All right.